And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Chicago Street Theater. They have upcoming performances that are going to be over the holiday weekends, first opening over Thanksgiving weekend. And they're going to tell us all about it is Sherry Nash Braun. She is the director of that. And Sherry, welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you for having me. I would like to give a shout out to my co-director, Abigail Johnson Allen. She's one of our new young and brightest, and I'm glad to have her on board as my right hand. I just really want to give her a shout out.
Beautiful.
Excellent. Well, you know, you're doing a show called "Twas the Night Before Christmas." It's from a Ken Ludwig script. So why don't you go and tell us a little bit about that?
Okay. Well, as I noticed, our artistic committee always was having trouble finding Christmas show directors. It's a tough time to do a show. And so I thought, you know, I don't have kids. I have a lot of free time. Let me see what's out there that I can throw into maybe the landscape. And the key was finding a small cast, so you're not dealing with all the different things that come up during the holidays. And I stumbled across this script by Ken Ludwig, and he's not known for family theater. He's known more for adult farce, like Lend Me a Tenor, that kind of stuff. So I read it, and I was just kind of enchanted by it. He says it's recommended for 3 to 13, but I laughed out loud several times. And so it's the story of young Emily and her friend Amos the Mouse. And they were skipped one Christmas, and they're not happy about it. So they're at a Christmas Eve party at Emily's house, and her uncle starts reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas." And during this, Amos and Emily let him know just what's happened to them. And all of a sudden, from the North Pole arrives an elf who's investigating why this house was skipped one Christmas, and that begins the adventures. We also have some characters for Robin Hood. It's a script that you can't actually analyze a lot of motivation like you normally do a script. It's just a script that is a lot of fun, and I think the kids will love it. There's audience participation. I'm really anxious. It's the first time it's being done in the area. We've been trying to get it for a few years, and it had been being done in Chicago. But the theater, sadly, that was doing it up there did not survive the COVID shutdown. So it was a break for us to finally get the rights to do the show. And so I'm anxious to see how our market responds to it.
Well, I mean, look how it's advertised. A heist, a duel with rapiers, some hip-hop, a squirt gun, a perilous airplane flight, and a secret agent elf. I mean, who would not want to go and enjoy that?
He's with the elf B.I. And I just, like I said, he kind of does that thing that Disney does, is put enough in there for the adults so they won't be bored out of their minds, you know. But
very rollicking. So.
it has been fun. Yes,
Sherry. Now, is your cast kids or are they adults?
No, it's an adult. I like working with adults doing shows for kids, especially with audience participation. You have to be able to get a handle on it, and I need adults for that. But the fun thing, I'm working with a totally new cast to me. Over the years, as you direct, you tend to sort of assemble a posse of people around you that you're used to working with. You've got a shorthand with them kind of thing. But this show has been wonderful. I'm working with all new actors and actresses, and I couldn't have more fun. What they come up with every night just absolutely amazes me.
So, Sherry, are you also an actress as well as a director?
Oh, yes, yes. Combined, I probably have over 100 shows under my belt. I've spent the last 51 years with the Chicago Street Theater / prior to that was Community Theater Guild. But we've been Chicago Street Theater now for 25 years since we moved away from the Memorial Opera House. And before that, I was with a company called Onstage Incorporated, and we toured. We were adults touring with shows for children. They just make the best audience.
Well, before we talk about the dates for this show, you can also give us a preview of something you have coming up. Tell us about that. I think it's December 2nd, a classical blast because the Dark Side of the Yule. Tell us a little about that.
Yes. My husband also produces a concert series for Chicago Street Theater. And every year when we're doing our holiday production, we run up against holidays downtown. And downtown parking in Valpo is a nightmare. So we normally have our concerts on Sunday night, but we scheduled this one for Friday, December 2nd at 8 p.m. So it will be the same night as holidays, but it will be an hour after all the festivities are over. And we're hoping this works to even introduce a new audience to this wonderful group. They do a fusion of classic rock with classic Christmas. And it's wonderful.
Well, tell us quickly about the show dates and everything for Chicago Street Theater.
Well, there's a whole myriad, so people can see them all on our website. That opens Friday, November 25th. We close Sunday, December 18th, and there's a myriad of times and performances, Saturday matinees, Saturday early evenings.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. That's Sherry Brown Nash, Chicago Street Theater, and it's 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. ChicagoStreet.org is where you can find out more information. Sherry, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.